this episode of The Commercial Break.
Did she say give her the Riz?
Yeah, Riz. You know, that was just introduced into the Oxford Dictionary. So, yeah, and it means charisma.
It means charisma?
Uh-huh.
I got Riz. You got, yeah, I think you have Riz too. Yeah, we got Riz. Blue's got Riz. We're all Rizzed out over here. We're jizzing and Rizzing over here, baby. 21 EPMs. I got charisma in and out of the bathroom.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
He's back on the ground, boys!
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, the beautiful Kristen Joy Hoadley. Thank God you're back, Chrissy. Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. And it goes without saying, thank you so much to Tina for sitting in while
absolutely.
You had Christina, to take some time
Tina,
off.
Tina, the yeah, whole all, team.
The whole crew. Christina, yes. Tina, Astrid, the whole
Blue.
Crew. Marianne, Blue, all the other chitlins running around. So wonderful. You know, I think I told this. You know this story. And I think I've told it on the commercial break before. But there's so many fucking episodes that it's hard to keep track yeah. at this point. We need like a... I've seriously been working on this project.
Let's use AI.
Yes. Put all the transcripts into an AI database, and that way I can like search before I start talking about something, because I've probably told the story six times.
You wouldn't do the search.
No, I wouldn't do the search. No, it's content. I need content. I'll tell the story again. Who was listening at episode 101? Raise your hand right now. I dare you to. I guarantee like there's like five people who've been listening since 101. But when I got married the first time, it was a big hubbub-a-loo, right?
A big southern wedding.
A southern wedding at a southern hotel. Not yeah. actually a French hotel in a very southern place. But you can imagine, you know, they had means and they wanted to celebrate. But I don't know. Maybe let's call it like 6 months before the wedding. I get pulled aside by my mother-in-law, who I loved dearly. And I love my current mother-in-law dearly, too, just to make sure no one's left out of the picture, okay? Yes. Trying to be equanimous here, all right? And she's got this southern drawl. She's because she comes from old money, which is different than new money.
Nouveau
and she
riche.
Says, nouveau riche. She says, Brian, now I think this party that you're going to throw is just wonderful, and I'm happy to celebrate your vows to my daughter. However, it is a lot of money. And I think what she meant is it's a lot of money for people like you. That's what I really think she meant to say. She was smoking a cigarette with a vodka tonic in her hand. Right. I'll never forget it. And she was like, why don't I give you an opportunity to make a choice right now? Either we do the big party and the hubbaloo and we do the whole thing as grand as you want it, or I'll cut you a check for you and my daughter to do whatever it is you'd like to do with your life. It's a good kickstart to your life.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. So instantaneously, I'm like, fuck the party.
Yeah.
Let's call D. I could have a party in my own closet
right.
with my guitar and a tape recorder.
And your Dick Tracy collection.
And my Dick Tracy collection. We're all going to get high on cocaine for weeks on end. But I was like, whoa, what an offer.
Yeah,
and at the time,
no, I think a lot of parents do.
I think they do that.
Yeah.
Yes. I think actually my father-in-law may have offered that with this current one.
Yeah, my parents offered it, and I took the money. Jeff and I went at our own party in Italy.
Amen. Amen, sister.
And sorry you guys are not invited.
Yeah, I know. We didn't get invited. Well, we did come to the one here.
No, I know.
Which was just as fun, yeah. by the way. So
you're sweet.
Thank you.
But I was there in Italy.
I know. I'm feeling extra equanimous. Both mother-in-laws are great. Both weddings were great. Not really. So she gave me this choice, an offer I couldn't refuse, or so I thought, until I started talking to my wife about this, or soon-to-be wife, and the decision was made that it was probably best that we had the party, because you only do it once. Little did I know. Little did I know. Little did I know that a
you
year
only do
later.
It once for a few yeah, years.
Not even a few years, a few months. What are you talking about? A few years was before the wedding. The fuse lit as soon as the wedding ended. Then it was time to go. But of course, we had the big party. And I think back on that moment for years. I've thought back on that moment. I was like, should have taken the damn money. I mean, not that we didn't have a great time at the wedding. We did. And at the moment, I thought, this is it, whatever. You know, I walked down the aisle with some bit of confidence, a little bit. But people spend enormous amounts of money on these weddings. It's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
When you have daughters, that you start thinking about the second you have a daughter, is that in, at least in our culture and our customs, it is, I wouldn't say it's typical, but I think it's not atypical for the father of the bride to say,
yes,
or the parents of the bride and the mother of the bride.
You're giving me a panic attack right now because we have not started planning at all. And we have an 18 and 21-year-old.
Chrissy, you got to call your financial advisor, also known as the debt collector.
Yeah.
Ask him, yeah, if you could get a break. Because this
we were just worried about college.
I know. Well, that's what you have to worry about, yeah, first is college. You hope, at least. You worry about college and then you worry about the weddings. But, you know, I think it's becoming more and more popular to do it on a budget, to DIY, and sure, understand that there are better things to do with your money. But there are still a lot of people who are into the big wedding thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a multi-billion-dollar business all over the world. And we are the suckers who've done it twice. The same fucking hotel company. But anyway, I digress. So, you know, there are still people who spend tons of money on these weddings.
Oh, sure. Lots.
Some people think that the most amount of money, at least publicly announced amount of money that's ever been spent on a wedding, just happened weeks ago or a month ago.
Oh.
Did you see this
story? I don't know.
$59 million was spent by an American father of a bride who owns a series of Mercedes dealerships down in Florida. I think his name is Brockaway or something like that. I didn't know the Mercedes dealership business was so into it.
Well,
I would have never started this fucking thing. I would have called it the car break and started selling Mercedes to you people.
There's so many jokes in that.
I know,
too.
So many jokes in that.
Because of our broken down cars that we have had before.
Who wants my Honda with no hood? I'm trying to pay for my daughter's wedding. By the way, let me get into this just a little bit. So sometimes our advertisers will marry the information that they get on the back end with data that's publicly available about IP addresses. So there are these huge reports that I'm not supposed to see but saw somehow one time about, you know, oh, your listeners are more or less likely to do a million things, like buy Oreos or shop at Publix, or your listeners are more
data,
right? It's all fucking bullshit. They just make it up and they sell it for big money, but whatever. And there's one that says more or less likely to buy a Mercedes, and it was like less likely by 60%. And I was like, well,
that's right.
There goes the Mercedes sponsorship. But anyway, he's a Mercedes dealer. He's got a number of
those car dealerships make big money. I do
know they
do. Yeah.
Yeah. They probably make, well, I don't know, $20,000 off each new vehicle that they sell.
I don't even know, but I know that they make, that the owners of those dealerships make a lot
of money. Ton of money.
Yeah, like crazy money.
And when you sold cars during the pandemic, you made a whole fucking shitload of money.
That's
and when
true.
You sold Mercedes-Benz during the pandemic, you made a dick fucking shitload of money, right? I'm just adding cuss words on top of it to make it sound more impressive.
Dick load.
A dick shitload. That's right. So this guy, his daughter's getting married. Guess what he does? He rents the Palace Versailles to host the wedding.
In
Paris.
France?
In okay. France. That's right, Chrissy. They stay there overnight. He rents it. The pictures are obscene. There are millions and millions of flowers everywhere.
Can you imagine just to even rent that
no.
place, which I don't think it is in Paris. I think it's in Versailles.
It is in Versailles, yeah. but it's
right,
45
no,
minutes from Paris. I've actually been there. And it
but
is,
just of like, yeah, flowers, invitations, food, everything.
Chrissy, I've been to this place. They rent golf carts in the backyard, quote unquote, so you can manage to see just a small portion of the property before you leave.
Yeah.
You can rent a golf cart for 4 hours and good luck seeing even a small portion of all the grounds that there are. And the house, the palace, forget about it. Astrid and I walked through that thing for 3.5 hours. We only saw one wing of it. It's
sure.
It's huge. So they rent the Palace of Versailles and then they have this smashing ball everywhere. $59 million reportedly was dropped on this wedding. I know a lot of people have seen this. It's making its way around social media all over the place. Well, guess what? It gets announced. The groom, who was like an internship at a production company for Jason Aldean or something before he met this girl, has been charged with like capricious assault on an officer
what?
Because he was shooting at officers when they came to his house for a disturbance. First of all, 99.9% of us would be dead had we been shooting at officers when they came to check on us because of some, you know, disturbance. Second of all, you cannot shoot at a police officer and expect not to spend time in jail.
Right.
He is facing life in prison. 5 years to life is the statute for this particular offense. So he just, his father-in-law just blew $59 million on this jackhole. And the guy is going, went to court yesterday to start this whole trial. Now, if his father-in-law spent $59 million on the wedding.
How can you even say, like, not guilty?
Yeah. How do you say not guilty when you've got a gun in your hand and you're shooting at officers? You're going to jail, dude, unless your father-in-law decides to pony up for the attorneys. And that's probably what's going to happen. Because this father-in-law is going to go, this fucking dipshit that just married my daughter, now I got to bail him out of this situation?
Yeah.
In the worst decision-making process in the history of decision-making processes, this father-in-law spent $59 million. I mean, it was for his daughter, not for the jackass that's shooting at the police officers. But can you imagine how this guy feels right now? And by the way, this happened before the wedding. So this happened before the wedding.
Oh.
They knew about this.
What?
And they still went through with the wedding, probably because the daughter was like, Daddy, I need to have this wedding. It's really important that I show up all over social media. I cannot even imagine. Number one. Number two, if Dad Brockaway of the Mercedes fame comes to me and says, would you like the check? I am taking the check every fucking time. I'm going to be like, honey, with $59 million, I can rent the Eiffel Tower for an hour and we can put all our friends at the nicest Hampton Inn in all of Paris and still walk away with $55 million.
Yes.
It's unbelievable the amount of money that someone just dropped on a fucking wedding that's going to it lasted for 5 days, by the way. The celebration lasted for 5 days. They're not Indian. This is not part of their culture. It's unbelievable the amount of excess that these people spent. I am not one to say, you know, because you have money, you're a bad person. I'm not one to say that. And I'm not one here to tell anybody how to spend their capital. However, $59 fucking million dollars. Let's round it up to 60 because you know there was some change tip for the waiter. $60 million on a fucking wedding.
That's insane. I can't even really wrap my head around it.
I had a hard time wrapping my head around my wedding. I had a hard time wrapping around my head around, and it was nowhere close to $60,000, let alone $60 million. I just cannot imagine. What'd your parents give you for that wedding? What did they get? $2, $3 million?
Yeah.
Yeah, they cut your check for $2, $3 million.
Sure.
By
$2,000, $3,000.
What do you think it costs? $2,000, $3,000. That's exactly. I know that was my fear with my first mother-in-law's offer, is that I'd say, sure, I'll take the check. And she'd be like, it cost about $5,000. But at that time, it would have been like $1 million to me. I would have been like, that's so many eight balls of cocaine. What do you think it costs to rent the Palace of Versailles for just one night, for one wedding? $2, $3 million, $4 million?
It's got to be something like
that. $5 million? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a big place. They can probably cordon off part of it and have a wedding.
Yeah, they probably had a little section that's available to rent.
Yeah, I don't know. But for $60 million, maybe you can rent the whole place to yourself. Maybe you drop $25 million and you got it for 5 days and they just shut it down.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the tickets are like, you know, I don't know, 25 euros to get in, 40 euros to get in, something like that. There's probably 10, 15,000 people a day that walk through there.
I would be so pissed if I went over there to go see this and it was a wedding.
I would be hot. Well, you got to understand also about the palace is most of it, or at least most of the part that we saw, and we didn't even walk, like I said, we didn't even walk through more than one wing.
Yeah.
And it's multiple floors. So when you go there, it's all roped off because they have a lot of the original stuff that was there from like Louis XIV or whoever the fuck lived there. I have pictures, by the way. I took a million photographs of the Palace of Versailles. It was like 6 months ago and I was flipping through and my memories came up and it was like Palace of Versailles. Yeah. I flipped through 100 of the 300 pictures I took at the Palace of Versailles and I was like, it's even boring looking at the pictures that I took from the comfort of my home.
I know.
I mean, it seemed exciting in the moment.
It does. And you do take a million pictures on it, like whenever I've gone to the Vatican or the
Have you been to the Palace of Versailles?
I have not.
Oh,
no.
But you went to the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
The Vatican is a lot like that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the moment, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then later on, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Sistine Chapel just doesn't somehow look as good on my iPhone 10 as it did when they were taking professional photographs in the history books I was reading.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you go through the Vatican, you realize that you are in the richest place in the world. There is more value in what sits in the Vatican, and probably most of it is underground, than like some countries make in decades, right? It's just insane. And the Palace of Versailles is a lot like that too. You go, but the problem, or the challenge for me keeping my interest for very long, was that by the 16th bedroom you walk in, and you see the same type of bed and the same chair.
Everything.
And it's like a chair. Is a chair the chair that Louis said, King Louis said? Well, that's all great, fine, and wonderful and dandy, but I saw 16 other chairs that he already sat in too. And to be honest, like, there's not a shit stain on there. I'm not seeing anything particularly interesting. The guy, they cleaned it. It's fine. You're just seeing a bed and a chair. It is it's awe-inspiring when you walk in there.
Sure.
But your brain quickly wraps its head around the fact that this is just a really nice house with some old furniture in it.
Right.
And you're walking around. However, the gardens, the grounds.
The gardens are always my favorite part. That's like Biltmore.
Yeah.
You know, the Biltmore Estate. Same thing. Not like, I mean, it's not as big as Versailles, obviously, but same kind of thing where you're going from bedroom to bedroom and taking the tour and whatever. But the gardens.
The gardens.
Yeah.
That's where the action happens. It's so big. And Astrid and I did not rent a golf cart. We just walked around, right? So we're just walking around. There are houses on the ground for groundskeepers.
Oh, yeah.
That are 15 times bigger than anything I have ever lived in. And that's like that's where the poor people go and they stay there and they take care of it. It's like, holy shit. They literally have like restaurants and cafes in the gardens because they know that it's going to take you days to walk through and they want to get your money because there's nothing close there. It is so amazingly big and I can't imagine how much money it must have cost.
Huh.
Speaking of Biltmore Estates, you know, I went to Biltmore Estates one time with a friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And that was That's an interesting house, too.
It is. It's very interesting. I've been quite a few times now. It's close, fairly close to Atlanta.
Yeah, you can go a couple hours. You can drive up there.
They have a Christmas thing that they do, and so I've been at different times of the year. It's beautiful.
Huh. Maybe one time we should go to the Biltmore Gardens.
I think so.
You think we should record from there?
Yeah.
The commercial break, live from the Biltmore Gardens. The commercial break, no longer live from the Biltmore Gardens. That's how the show would open, and then we'd come right back and be like, we're at the Hampton Inn outside the Biltmore Estate.
We're
down the street. The security had not confirmed that we were going to be there.
We need a media pass.
Yeah, can you imagine people with their families walking through for Christmas, and it's like, fucking dipshit, motherfucking cocksucking, goddamn... Cover your ears, honey.
What was the Christmas episode?
The COVID Christmas castle. Yeah. Tina and I were just talking about that a couple days ago. Come on down to COVID Christmas castle.
I think we might have to just replay that one.
Oh my God! Of course,
part
we will.
Of our Christmas.
I think
it's a Christmas tradition now at this point.
I think the day
corn cob
with a corn cob for a nose. And two marbles for eyes.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, we recorded this literally 2020, Christmas time, when Brian had
taken the children.
He had like half left children.
Yes,
right.
Like, I had like not as many kids.
Yeah.
I've had a kid every year for the last 12 years. Yeah,
I think you just had one actually. Then
I had two, but
you did.
Oh no,
two?
I had one. No, yeah, no, it was two. I had two, but the one was a baby.
Right.
So I bring them over there to get the picture taken with Santa Claus, and everybody's wearing masks and oiling up and jazzing up. And so I was like, come on down to
oiling
up. Yeah, they were like greasing themselves.
Why were they oily?
I don't know. It's a weird Santa thing going on over there. It's
sanitizing.
COVID Christmas castle sanitizing. Oiling up.
It wasn't about to be a wrestling match.
That's right. It was bikini wrestling there at the COVID Christmas castle. They have something for the kids and something for the dads. Yeah. And you're in the mall, so something for the moms. Oh, my God. We will replay COVID Christmas Castle the day after Christmas. That'll be the 26th. I will replay that episode in case anybody's interested. We'll replay that segment because I don't think you want to sit through the entire hour of us bitching about wearing masks, but we'll do that. All right, let's take our first break, and we'll be back with more dating game action. This time we're bringing it up to 2023 and we're going to talk about the cut. So let's take that break and we'll be back.
Look, I know you guys are getting really sick of me, but that is too bad. It's my job. Now, go to tcbpodcast.com for all of our audio and video content, and get your little booty over to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited video episodes. Want to chat? Leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3. Too embarrassed for your voice to be on the show? We understand. Text us instead at 855-TCB-8383. Can't even do that? No worries. Just follow us on TikTok at TCB Podcast and on Instagram at The Commercial Break. And if you can't even be seen doing that, just listen to these sponsors and let's get back to the show.
Hey everybody, wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by Factor. Okay, do you want to know what the single biggest challenge for me as a single person was? Shopping for, prepping, and cooking nutritious meals. Do you want to know what the biggest challenge for me as a human with 25 to 60 family members living in my house? Shopping for, prepping, and cooking a nutritious meal. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it's a big stress point around here. And since I don't really know how to cook, that stress often falls on other family members. But this holiday season, we're going to try something different. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help us fuel up fast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to our door. Because Factor's never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, all you have to do is heat and enjoy. You can choose from over 35 weekly flavor-packed, fresh and never-frozen meals that support a healthy lifestyle and meet your meal preferences. And guess what? It's all delivered right to your front door. With Factor, we can be assured that we're making sustainable choices. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions and source 100% renewable electricity for their production sites and offices. Hey, look at that, a company who's trying to do some good. So head to factormeals.com/commercialbreak50 and use the code commercialbreak50 to get 50% off. That's code commercialbreak50 at factormeals.com/commercialbreak50 and get 50% off. We also want to thank Factor for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
All right, we're back. One thing I forgot to mention about the wedding I just showed Chrissy is that the cheapest thing that happened at that wedding is Maroon 5 showing up to play. I don't think they're in hot demand right now, so they probably got them on the cheap. What do you think? A couple hundred thousand for those guys to come and play? Yeah, put them up at the nice hotel and a couple hundred thousand.
At the Versailles.
At the Versailles. Yeah. Well, don't let the talent mix with the regular people. You gotta put them somewhere else.
I think that the people that were throwing the party were more important than the band.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Don't let Maroon 5 mingle with the rich people. Yeah. God forbid they get that dirty tattoos all over everybody. You know what? He probably should have spent that $59 million and convinced that guy Adam Levine to marry his daughter. It might have worked out better. Of course, Adam's quite the creep himself. So there you go. All right. So last episode, we reviewed a dating show game, The Love Connection, on television from the 1980s. Today, we're moving it back to 2023. And we're going to go over The Cut, which is taking the internet by storm, taking YouTube by storm. Anyway, The Cut is a dating game where two people sit across from each other. There are multiple people waiting in the wings, boy, girl. And they come in, they sit at a table, and someone has the opportunity to essentially cancel the date. It's like speed dating by pressing the button in front of them, and then the other person has to leave. The challenge here is, are you quick enough? Do you get to the button before someone kicks you off? Because once they kick you off, you're done. You're done for the day. So it's essentially the last two people standing get to go on a date with each other, I guess. I don't know. Honestly, it's
How does it end?
I don't know. It's so foreign to me, all of this. Well, let's take a look at one of these episodes, and then maybe we'll have a better understanding. Are you ready?
Yes.
I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And here's The Cut. We're going to review another episode. I think we reviewed an episode of this a couple, mm-hmm. like 6 months ago or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
speed dating show. When the button lights up red, either player may press it and swap out their date for a new person.
Get out of here.
If two people...
Oh, yeah. And the button
Get
talks.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
You're rejected.
Get out of here. You're too ugly. You smell like my ex-wife's mother.
Can last on a date for 10 minutes. They win an all-expenses-paid second date.
This...
In all expenses paid second date, you consider this 3 minutes of jargon to be the first date?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is the button.
Hi. Hi, how you doing?
I'm Chloe. Hi, nice to meet you.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, this is sorority versus fraternity. Like, this is sorority fraternity day at the cut. So everyone belongs to a sorority or a fraternity.
Okay.
To add another layer of complexity onto an already very complex show.
Yeah, and instead of, so in contrast to the Love Connection, which had hearts everywhere, this has red solo cups.
Red solo cups
in the background.
And two of those, like, fraternity paddles. That they smack each other on the butt with, I guess. I don't know what happens.
Oh, hi, Jackson. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm a little nervous.
No, my heart's beating really fast.
Straight up.
Okay, there's two cute little kids right here.
Yeah, except that the guy reminds me of the guy that was the, like, you know, the brother of the one guy that had the great voice and was singing. And then the other guy goes, yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Like, I forgive you, girl. Come back to me, girl. Yeah, that one guy was singing so beautiful. Get him, girl. Get him, girl. Reggaetoni.
Yeah.
Reggaetoni.
What's your first impression of each other?
You seem nice. You seem cool.
Yeah, you too. I like your hair.
Thank you.
And I like your fit.
Jackson, I thought you said you didn't like gingers.
Oh my gosh. Yo, I'm not gonna lie. I was making some.
Oh, well, that date's over.
Oh!
Yeah.
She was quick on the draw.
She was, because this is the nature of the game, is to get the other person out much quicker than they can get you out.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Well, it was nice to meet you.
You too.
Yeah. I'll see you, I'm sure.
Well, then at this point, too, I feel like it becomes more of a game of.
It is a game.
And but instead of, like, actually hear the other person out, as soon as that thing goes red, you're boom.
Boom. You got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about this. Like, maybe what there's
he was
a little,
about to say something.
He was about to say, she didn't give a shit.
No,
she's like, no, I'm going to be
that red. Yeah,
I'm just going to keep hitting it until I see someone
well,
I like.
You know, Family Feud. Quick.
Yeah.
Who gets the buzzer
That's
fastest?
Oftentimes, the one who wins is the one who gets the buzzer quicker. By the way, Heather McMahon won Celebrity Jeopardy.
Oh,
did you see
God.
That?
She
Good was on Celebrity
her.
Jeopardy the night that interview aired. And
congratulations to Heather, our
she's
girl.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh. I'm Chloe.
Hi.
Yeah. So now Chloe stays, the redhead stays, and now another guy comes in.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Share which sorority and fraternity you're in.
Oh, I'm a Delta Gamma. It's
Delta Gamma.
Panhellenic.
I'm from PA Phi. Yeah, awesome. Good to meet you. I like that red on you, honestly. It looks good.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, now there's some interaction going here. All right, mm-hmm. It's not going badly.
I'm going to be so honest with the red hair. It's kind of a lot going on in the warm color department, but I
appreciate
that.
She's also got red fingernails.
She's got red fingernails, a red sweatshirt, bright red hair, red lipstick. Yeah, that might be red solo cups behind her. It might be a little much.
Appreciate that. Like, y'all always have such cool merch. Like, I'm really jealous, honestly.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Tia said he doesn't like women who aren't active.
Oh, okay. I mean, I respect that. I like to do active things. Like,
I respect that, but I hate you a little bit. So I'm just waiting for the button to turn red so I can get you out
exactly.
of here.
Outdoorsy stuff. I like to hike. I like all that.
Do you like pumpkin patches?
I do like pumpkin patches.
I'm trying to go to one.
Why?
You're trying to go to one.
Why
don't you just go to one?
Is that a question?
Yeah, why is that a question? What a weird second question for a first date. Do you like pumpkin
but
patches?
Do you like pumpkin patches?
Do you like pumpkin patches? I'm trying to tie people up in them.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Are you two attracted to each other?
I mean...
kind of cute.
Yeah, you're kind of cute.
Wow. This is how completely underwhelming.
Can I ask you a question that's like super not meaning to be shallow?
Yes, shoot.
How tall are you?
5'4".
Why are we whispering?
I don't know.
You have microphones on. They're going to catch it all.
5'4".
Chloe, is that a deal breaker?
Maybe. I'm sorry.
You're snap. She asked him how tall he was and then kicked him out.
Yeah.
Chrissy, I would never survive in this environment.
No.
I'm way too sensitive. I would not come out of my house for 3 weeks.
Yeah, your self-esteem just gets shot.
Yeah, 2 million people are going to watch this, and then another 2 people are going to watch it on the commercial break. I got to get out of here.
It was super nice talking to you.
It's good to meet you.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Fun.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, well, Chloe or whatever her name is. Yeah. It sounds like she's quick.
She's cutthroat. Yeah. And she's like a... She's like a black widow. She bites you, and then she's sweet to you. Then she wraps you in her web. She's like, well, I'll see you later, I'm sure. No, I'm sure you won't, actually.
Why does the thing say you don't like a short king?
Oh, because the little box is talking. We haven't heard it yet, but the box is about to say,
you don't like a short king? You don't like no short man? Like a short king?
A lot of my best friends are short kings.
Oh, you only had short kings as friends.
Well, I don't want to say only. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Chloe.
RJ, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Like your hair.
Thank you.
What sorority are you in?
Delta Gamma.
Okay. Can you read this?
Can you read those Greek letters?
No.
Do you have any idea what that says? No, I can't either.
Lambda?
Phi. Epsilon.
Yes. What do you do for fun?
Ooh, I'm actually learning how to play guitar.
I play guitar too.
Oh, no way. How long have you been playing?
About 2 years now. Self-taught. I'm in a band.
I got a band.
Ever since I got into college, picked up a guitar.
Ever since I realized that guitar playing spreads those legs like a river choir. I'm telling you what, I have been learning, self-taught, how to play guitar. Self-taught means Brian level playing guitar. E-A-G, E-E-A-G.
What's your band called?
It's called Asian Boy Band.
Oh, I like it.
ABB.
ABB.
You don't like it. Don't lie. It's a stupid name for a band.
That is dumb.
That's about it.
Somebody hit it.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. It. Chloe is 3 for 3.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think she's got something against Asian people because all 3 of those guys were Asian. She kicked them out.
Well, again, I think she just wants to win.
Yeah. But what is winning?
I don't
like
know.
Just being the last one standing, I suppose.
I'd still love to see your band play. Do you just have a show coming up?
Oh my God, don't lie. Stop that. Don't be insincere after you kick the guy off. Just don't do that.
I'll figure it out. Yeah. I'll invite you.
Yeah, good for you, dude.
Thanks.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
I'll figure it out. We're probably playing somewhere real soon. I can't release the details. I'm under an NDA. My agent told me not to say anything.
I'm Chloe.
Jesper, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How's your day been going?
Oh,
snap. He hit the button before she even said hello.
And he's another ginger. He came on and he's
my God.
Yeah.
Why in the world would you hit the button that fast? This is crazy, Chrissy.
It's so crazy.
This is crazy. We got to open up more bars or something. People need to meet each other.
I know.
Jesper, why'd you push me?
No, I don't know. The guys were talking about her. She's really pretty. I just kind of want to see what else is out there also. But
that's so fair.
It was great.
I respect it. Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
I hope you find your match.
Thank you.
Great job showing up to the date in a t-shirt, but in your worst t-shirt. It's a white t-shirt that's yellowed because he keeps on washing it with the colors and has armpit stains. Good job, bud. Put your best foot forward.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Lolly.
Jesper, nice to meet you.
Jesper.
Okay, so now another woman is coming in and she is wearing all white herself. And he's wearing a white t-shirt with really bleached out jeans for some reason. You can tell just how dirty his t-shirt is by looking at comparing the two whites.
Yes.
And I'm fucking colorblind.
that's a really unique name.
Oh, thank you. It's Swedish.
Swedish. Yeah. That's really, are you Swedish?
Yeah, I am.
Swedish. Are you Swedish? No.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Good morning. Good morning. No, I'm not the Swedish. I'm from Alabama.
Who has Riz? Give her a little charisma right now.
Just a pickup line or something?
Just hit on me.
Okay. So,
did she say give her the Riz?
Yeah, Riz. That was just introduced into the Oxford Dictionary.
Oh.
So, and it means charisma.
It means charisma?
Uh-huh.
I got Riz. I think you have Riz too.
We got Riz.
Blue's got Riz. We're all Rizzed out over here. We're jizzing and rizzing over here, baby. 21 EPMs. I got charisma in and out of the bathroom.
Are you IHOP? Oh, do you like pancakes? Can IHOP on that ass?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's not hitting on someone, that's sexual assault.
God.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
Do you like pancakes?
Because I want to IHOP on that ass.
Can't I hop on that ass? It's horrible. Not to mention he messed it all up.
Yeah.
It might have been cute had he said it correctly. He might have gotten away with it had it been funny.
Hey, okay. No worries. Oh, it was nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
I think she just sat there because she wanted him to hit the button.
Yeah, she was like, get me out of here. Yeah, I'm not up for this anymore. I know I agreed to it, but it's really stupid now that I think about it. Yeah. That would have been me. I'd been like, wait, the red solo clips? Really?
Yeah.
Can I hit the button before the next person comes out?
So you didn't want to hop on that ass?
No. That felt kind of out of character for me.
What's your name?
Out of character. You didn't even talk to her, you asshole.
Jesper. Yeah. Simran.
Simran.
Yeah, it's nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Simran's a pretty name.
Yeah.
It's like cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a stage name. Simmer it. Now simmer down now, boy. Simmer down.
You go to school here?
No, I actually go to ASU.
So you just came here for the shoot then? Or?
No, I have some family that I'm visiting right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, snap!
He went to
hit the button and she slid right under him and got that button.
She slid right under.
Oh, good for her. I like this girl.
Oh, she got me first.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
It's really nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you. Good luck.
They didn't even talk.
They didn't even have a conversation. No. He has not had a conversation with any of the three girls that he had up there. He basically just hit the button as soon as it turned red. Number one. Number two, are we not training these young people to just not ever have an extended conversation?
Pretty much.
God damn, Chrissy. Thank God we met while we were drinking.
That's when you really get to know someone.
Yeah, that's right. We weren't romantically involved, but many long nights, you know, boozing away. Let us to future conversations that were more than skin deep. Like, hi, how are you?
Right.
I just wasn't feeling it. In Sweden, we don't say that.
I think you should talk a lot of shit on this next date.
Stop.
He likes it. I think you should murder this next person that comes in.
He likes it.
I think you should flash him and then stick him in the penis with a pencil. He likes it. Oh, he just hit the red button. Sorry, you're gone.
He likes it? Oh.
Yeah. Take turns ranking on each other.
Let me come up with something. Damn. Wait, so where are you from?
Like Maple Leaf area.
You know, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't heard good things about that part of Seattle.
What about you?
I'm from the Yakima Valley.
You live in Yakima. There's like nothing there but like car parts.
Yeah, you're not lying.
That's actually pretty funny. There's nothing there but car parts. They're hating on where they live.
Yeah.
They don't even give each other
a
chance.
Way to start.
Yeah.
Live there?
Ugh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not dating you. You live there. I gotta go to the car part place? No. Car part.
That'd be crazy.
She won that round.
It's nice meeting you.
Yeah, it was nice meeting you.
What does his shirt say? Too hype? Too
proud?
Proud?
I guess.
Okay.
Too hype? Too... It doesn't even matter, Chrissy.
I just get
Chrissy.
Further and further away from understanding.
I don't at all understand. I mean, I get the premise of it. I'm keeping up with it. But what I don't understand is give somebody a fucking chance. Have a conversation.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Rena. Nice to meet you.
Rena, JJ. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Share what sorority fraternity you're in.
I'll start. I'm Rena. I'm an Alpha Phi.
Yeah, I'm JJ. I'm in Omega Delta Phi. Latin fraternities.
He can't even look her in the eye. He is so not used to communicating with other human beings face
to
face.
That's the way it is now.
I know. I'm teaching my kids, look me in the eye when you talk, please.
So, like, what made you want to join, like, a cultural fraternity?
Yeah, I'm from, like, a mostly Hispanic town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Yakima Valley, east side of the state?
Yeah, okay, I've had, like, dance competitions at the Yakima
Dome. Oh, you do dance?
Yeah, well, I did. I was really bad.
What kind of dance?
Yeah, I like to drive my dad's BMW into the poor part of town. That makes me feel important.
Like, drill team?
Show us a little something.
No, for real.
I literally can't.
Let's go. Yeah.
I need some arm work.
Arm work? No! Yeah,
you got it, for real.
Okay, I'll teach you. Okay, you need to stand up.
Okay.
Okay, so we...
Thank God that button's there, or these two would have nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
The button is literally leading the conversation. It's unbelievable. All right, let's take another quick break, and then we'll be back. This is so fascinating to me, Chrissy. I don't think we're going to have children in, like, the next 20 years. I don't think anybody's going to be having children. They're not going to know how to talk to each other.
No.
Anyway, I sound like a really old man right now, don't I? Or am I a really old man already?
No, not at all. I agree. I don't know how you're supposed to, because really, everything's done online. And then you get together in person and it's really awkward. And so then how are you going to live with a person and stay together?
It's impossible. Yeah. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Let's cut to the chase. We love you and we want to hear your sweet angelic voices asking us for advice. So give us a call and leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3. If you're not ready for that kind of commitment, which I understand, send us a text instead at 855-TCB-8383. And as always, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And this wouldn't be a TCB promo if I didn't tell you to go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, to watch all of our amazing video edits. You can also go to tcbpodcast.com to find everything we have ever put on the website. Let's listen to some sponsors, and then we are back on track, baby. Love you, bye.
All right, and we're back. We are on a two-day adventure studying dating back then, which was back in the 80s, which is way before I started dating, too, also, just to let you know.
Me, too.
But then we're studying some dating in 2023 by reviewing dating shows of the time. So the cut, here they are. You've been listening to it. We've all been listening to it, so let's get right back to it. These two are in the middle of a date right now.
This thing, so we go this way, this way.
She's teaching him a dance.
She's teaching him how to do dance competitions. Only because the button prompted them to talk to each other. That's right.
But okay, it needs to be real. Remember. And then this way. Five, six, seven, eight. One, two,
three,
boom,
four.
Boom, bang.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we communicated like human beings. Yay. Woohoo. I get ass.
All right. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Wait, I thought there was a connection.
Well, it's apparently not. Apparently,
I'm
we're
sorry.
Good. We're good.
I'm
no,
sorry.
Good. No, we're good.
Well, if you're gonna press the button, don't apologize for it. Just like stick with your convictions. Like, be like, it wasn't for me. Thank you anyway.
Rena, what are you looking for?
I think it was like the eye contact thing. Like, I don't know what was going on over here, but he was just like.
Yeah, he couldn't look at her.
Yeah, it was true. She's absolutely right. And you know what? Good for you for recognizing that you would like someone that talks to you by looking at you additionally.
Yeah. Like,
So you want a man who looks you in the eye?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, confidence is really important to me.
How are you?
She's cute, by the way.
Yeah.
Cute girl.
Good, how are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
I'm Rena.
Nice to meet you.
And I've watched a lot of this cut. And Chrissy, I'm telling you, not many of them actually shake hands with each other when they meet.
Oh.
And I think that that's a good sign that she's standing out her hand to shake hands, because I think that's an appropriate thing to do when you meet somebody.
I think we went to the same high school.
We did?
Yeah, L-Dub, right?
Yes.
Yeah, go Kangs.
Wait, yeah. Wait, for real, wait. What's your name again? Sorry.
Hosher.
Oh my god, wait. Yes, we did go to the same high school.
Wait, Rena, how come you don't remember him?
Cool for school.
No, okay. No. I just, LDUP was a very big school.
Has he had a glow up? What do you think?
No,
she have a glow up. Yeah, I think it's kind of embarrassing when she doesn't even remember you and you went to the same high school. Yeah, that's kind of tough. She's gonna hit the button. Sorry, bro. She's hitting the button.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, like
that's what we like to hear, right?
Like, you think he's fine?
I do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why do you think you two didn't talk in high school?
I was weird in high school. I'll be honest. I never would have talked to you in high school.
Yeah. I haven't found why. Wait, can I ask why?
I feel like you were hella intimidating in high school. I also I was also much different in high school.
I was different in high school too.
Yeah.
How sure do you think she's attractive?
I think she's attractive.
Thank you.
But I mean, there's just so much more than that.
Oh,
you know?
Oh my god, thank you.
Yeah.
What else is there?
But I think you're charismatic. I think you're confident. I think
she's got riz, Chrissy.
She's got riz.
You believe in yourself.
Thank you. I try to be confident.
And I feel like that's really important.
Yeah. I was talking to the button earlier. Like, I really like confident men.
I was talking to the button earlier.
We had more conversation than she's had on 3 dates.
The button really knows me.
That she doesn't like small penises. Tell her your penis size, Hosher.
I feel like you like exert confident energy.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I mean, that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
I'm sensing a bit of a connection here, am I right?
I think so, a little bit.
I feel it.
I can see it. I can see it.
I hope so.
I'm going to go red.
I can see it. Don't lie, Hosher. This is the hottest women you have ever talked to in your entire life. You need to go for it, bro.
And if you two don't press me, you win the second date.
I'm done.
Oh! sure hit it. No way, dude.
Damn.
I would have never guessed that. I would have never
Look
guessed that
face.
He would hit the button. She's surprised, too, because she's the hottest girl in school. She never talked to him, and he is remembering that. He's like, nope, not going, not gonna be fooled twice.
What?
I'm sorry.
I don't understand. Hashir, tell me what happened. Why'd you press me?
Yeah.
I do like you, and I do want to go on a date with you, but I feel like... I do. I wish I didn't press it, honestly.
Well, that's it. Sorry, but those are the name of the guests, the name of the game. Yeah. You are out one date with one, really, actually, of all the girls that we've seen, actually, of all the people that we've seen on this show in two episodes of watching this, she's probably the most put together human being we've seen. She actually gave you a chance, dude. What are you doing?
Finley, what are you doing?
So if it lit up on red one more time, you wouldn't press it?
No, I wouldn't press it.
Do you want another shot?
I would give you another shot.
I think I'd take another shot.
We're going to try one more time. Hashir, you got to make a real decision.
Okay, hands behind my back. I'm ready.
If she hits it, I can't even think
about
it.
I'm not pressing it. Not even a flinch.
Yay! Good job! You are awesome! Where are you going on your second date?
We can go to Bongos.
Yum.
It's outside. It's great ambiance. I have a picnic set in my car. We eat that at Gasworks at sunset.
Let's do it.
Right? And then we can just fucking see where it goes from there.
And then we just fucking get high and play Grand Theft Auto 6 and give each other hand jobs. What do you think? I say yay.
Yay.
Good for you two.
Why'd you give him a second chance?
Because I literally...
Okay, now they're outside, so maybe they're on the date right now.
I felt like a connection. I feel like second chances are always necessary. Yeah.
Did you almost want to press it?
No.
Oh, even after the second chance?
Wow.
Like for the bit, a little bit, but like not actually.
Please bring in Sabrina.
Dude, they had their glow-up moment. Did you
they
see
did.
That, Chrissy? They had their glow-up moment.
That was a success story.
I don't even know what that means, but man, am I super happy for them. They are a cute couple,
they
I
are.
Think.
I
Look at
out.
Hashir, and what was her name?
Sabrina?
No, it was I don't know. It was something, but she was really cute, and he was a cute guy, too. And I like this story. Here's why I like this story. He was too afraid to talk to her in high school. She was probably too... uppity for him, right? She was like the popular girl in school and the dance team and all that. And then they meet years later and she says,
Let's
you know what? I'm really
chance.
Sad I overlooked you because you know what? You're not a bad looking guy. And quite frankly, you're the only one who could talk to me during this whole game show. Okay, now I'm getting into the cut a little bit. Now I'm getting into the cut.
Yeah.
And I've watched a couple episodes.
Is this online only?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's just the cut. Check it out.
The cut.
Yeah, Google it. Search it. Go to your YouTube. Rizz it out, kids. Rizz it out. Rizzin' and jizzin'. You know how it goes.
You know how we do it.
You know how we do. All right, guys. Well, it's coming toward the end of the year. We've got a lot of exciting guests coming up. Even in season 4, we've got a couple more guests rounding the corner. And then in 2024, look out, kids. Look out. We're going to have so many exciting guests. We're going to have some people that got kicked off the show The Cut, and maybe a few people who got kicked off the show The Love Connection. I'm just kidding. We're not going to have those people. We'll teach them how to look people in the eye. Nah. But stay tuned. Every Tuesday, new interview coming for you as far as the eye can see. So we're super excited about that. Thanks for the positive feedback. Thank you to Steve-O and Heather and Veer that have already come in. Felicia Day next week. And I'm just super excited.
Me too.
This is a revelation for the commercial break.
Shaking it up.
Yeah. Who knew I had to work so hard at content ideas? I just invite somebody on to tell their life story.
Yeah.
We should have thought about this 300 episodes ago.
Well, we did.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It didn't work.
It failed miserably. Well, we also didn't get anybody to say yes, except for like randos on Clubhouse. And some of those didn't even show up. No. Some of those people were like, I'll wait another couple hundred episodes. TCVpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about Chrissy and I. All the audio, all the video right there from one location. Hey, you want your piggy front and sticker? Number 5 in our series. Go to the website, hit the contact us button. Drop down menu says, I want my free sticker. Give us your physical address and we'll send them off. You know, a couple weeks.
Whee!
Whee!
Biggie Brandy!
Snail mail.
Yeah, it's snail mail. That's right. also, 626, ask TCB the number 3. 626, ask TCB the number 3. Text us or leave us a voicemail. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas at the commercial break on Instagram, TCB podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/the commercial break. Subscribe and like to your favorite video. We certainly do appreciate it. Chrissy, I love you. It's so good to have you back in the studio.
I love you. I love being back.
Yeah, but that's all I can do.
I think so.
So I'll say best to you, because I already told you I love you.
Best to you.
Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say, goodbye.
Kiss me.